This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Shula, nice to see you.
Hello, Justin.
You haven't seen Lillian, have you? She went in to get Peggy. We're having Sunday lunch together.
Yes, they're with Jennifer and Alan. I shouldn't think they'll be much longer.
Good, good, thank you.
It's nice to have a chance to talk to people after the service. Everyone's so busy these days.
I never.
Yes, I must say, I was rather surprised myself.
Brian Aldridge.
Bye, Justin.
Bye, Shula. So, you've found the Lord.
Well, more like he's found me. And he's making me pay by way of a certain member of his flock.
Jennifer?
All the smiles in the world for a fellow believer.
And none for you, I take it. Oh, look out, here comes the vicar.
Excuse me, wait. Brian!
Quick, walk, walk.
No, no, Brian, Lillian won't see me when she comes out.
The last thing I need is Alan taking me into his fold.
Well, you've probably revived his belief in miracles.
Well, I thought it'd help my cause a little, but no. I'm simply being ridiculed. Peggy nearly fell off her pew.
Well, you're no saint, Brian.
Thanks.
But I commend you for your efforts. You know what they say. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, that's easier said than done. Put a good word in for me with Lillian, would you? Might help. I'm not sure I can take much more of this stalemate.
Well, I'll try. No, no, look, I really ought to turn back.
Sure. I don't suppose you're going to the cricket later.
Right, that's the last of the traps checked.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the day's ours. Or yours, I should say. See, I always check the farthest trap first. That way, when we finish, we're closer to the car.
Okay. We have to get Mia and Poppy, remember? Emma can only watch them till one.
Nope, I called your gran. She can have the girls. And I've got a voucher for the Sea Life Centre. We can head into Birmingham if you like.
Great. Who's that?
Just Harrison. Oh, can you get the door?
Aren't you going to get it?
No. I know what he's going to say.
The cricket.
How did you guess? Honestly, do him a favour and he's straight back in for another.
And you don't want to?
No.
I thought you liked playing.
Well, today's about me and you, Jake.
Really? Because I love watching you play. And Mia does.
Yeah?
You know we do. Mum loved it too. And you're good at it.
Well, even after last time.
Anyone can have a bad match, Will.
So no Birmingham today, then?
We can use the vouchers another time. Dad's just more of a footy man, you know?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And I was going to ask if you'd maybe practice batting with me. Only when you have time. If you have time. What are you doing?
Calling Harrison. Turns out, I'm free for the match after all.
Nice.
Shula, you still here? I thought you'd left at the end of the service.
No, I came out here and got sidetracked.
Well, you're not going to the cricket? It's a lovely day for it.
No.
No, me neither. Should you really be clearing gravestones in your Sunday best?
Probably not. I came to see how Dad's and Mark's graves were doing and spotted this one in desperate need of some care.
That's very good of you.
I don't know how many times I've been here and never noticed it before today.
Look, I've got some tools at the vicarage, some gloves too, and a handy little stool to perch on. And I'm heading over there right now.
Well, that sounds good. I can't leave it only partly cleared. Gladys Stewart would never forgive me.
Oh, I'm sure she would.
Oh, thank you. 5th of May 1905 to the 10th of September 1986.
Decent innings? Oh, sorry, unintentional pun. Is Alistair playing today?
Oh, it's fine. Loving mother, daughter, wife. Shame to think she was all those things, and it doesn't look as though anyone's been here for years.
Well, people move away, move on, I suppose. Graves get left behind. Look, you know I'm here if you need to talk, Shula.
Of course.
I was planning to remind you of that after the service today, but you'd disappeared by the time I had a chance.
It's okay, Alan. Honestly, I'm fine.
Are you?
Yes.
Because that's one of those words, isn't it? Fine. I never trust it is what it says it is. Lots of big things can hide behind that one little word.
To be honest, I might have been trying to avoid you. I think I knew what you might say, and I'm beyond the trying to fix things stage.
Yeah, understood. And you're absolutely right. I probably would start there. But now I know how you feel, shall we walk and talk?
Sure.
I might even put the kettle on. See if there's a chocolate biscuit or two in the cupboard.
So, you're in after Alistair?
Yeah. Let me get these pads on. We can have a little practice now, before I go in.
OK.
I didn't think you were playing today, Will.
Well, got roped in by Harrison again, didn't I?
Good thing, too. Good to see you, Will. Jake.
Hiya.
Thanks, Justin.
You look like you know what you're doing.
Thanks.
Well, you're a chip off the old block, I'm sure.
Hope so.
We'll watch you when you're in, Will.
Mm-hmm. Yep, not for a while, I hope. Now, Jake, you ready?
So, do you think BL would be interested?
Oh, I'm sorry it's come to this, Bran, but I
just... Yes, you practically predict as much, I know.
Oh, I can't say I take any joy in being right.
No, of course not.
Insurers are as tight as clams when it comes to paying out.
Don't I know it?
Oh, of course, I'll present your deal to the board, and there's a good chance they'll agree to it, but... You do understand I can almost guarantee it'll be for less than you paid for it.
The story of my life.
Oh, Brian. I must say, it's rather unnerving to see you like this.
Like what?
But defeated.
Hardly.
And on top of that, you and Jennifer still at odds with one another.
Oh, it'll sort itself out eventually.
All this trouble stemming from Low Mead will feel so much less onerous if you could fix things between yourself and Jennifer. And I mean immediately, not eventually.
Has Lillian been talking to you?
Well, she's very upset for her sister.
Thought as much.
As am I.
Thanks. Look, we're fine. Or we will be when she realises how ridiculous she's being. Oh, there goes Alistair. Oh. He didn't last long.
Exactly my point.
What?
Look at the man. Shoulders sagging. He was defeated before he walked in. Do you want to be like Alistair and Shula at your time of life?
No.
Then we need to fix this.
We?
Yeah, Brian, I'm trying to help.
Alistair didn't pull any punches with Kenton. And he's right. A lot of people around us are affected by this, but...
Yeah, you have to be honest about how you feel, Shula.
Yes.
Some might even say it's the truest expression of love, to be honest with your loved one.
I was being truthful. I've been holding on to that ever since I told him. But the more time passes, we exist in this place that used to be our home. Now it's just a space we both occupy. I just feel helpless and guilty, Helen.
Oh. Do you know, I'm glad we had this chance to speak.
But what do you think?
Well, it's comforting to know that you're thinking about Alistair, just as... He seemed to be thinking about you when he spoke to Kenton.
You think it's a mistake, don't you? Like Mum.
Look, these tools should get you through the overgrowth round Gladys's gravestone.
Oh, it's not like you to avoid the question.
Do you think you're making a mistake, Shula? Now, however well we know you, me, your other friends, your family, no one can make that call for you. But you and Alistair care for one another so much that I can't help but wonder whether something is salvageable.
Oh.
Now, but I can't ignore the fact that despite caring so much for Alistair's well-being, you did decide it was over. And that couldn't have come from nowhere.
It'd all be so much easier if Alistair would just...
I'm sorry, but it's not for you to question his response. How Alistair deals with your decision... is his choice.
Yes.
Now, what I will do is see if I can catch the end of the match today and try and get a word with him and see how he's doing.
Jake, Will's just won us the game.
Indeed. Definitely man of the match.
Go on, Will. That was fantastic.
Off he goes. Oh, to be a hero in your son's eyes, eh?
I'd settle for the wife.
Oh, I've already given you the answer to that problem.
DIY.
Yes. Listen, if we were younger, I'd advise getting the old biceps out in a suitably stained vest. But at our age, a tool belt and a smudge of something on the face ought to do it.
And you've done it, have you?
I've worn you light brown, but it works. Only the other week, Lillian was full of, shall we say, admiration for me while I measured a dicky shelf to get a replacement sorted.
And did you sort it?
No. Actually, I waited until she was out and got someone in. But the point is, all it took was a measuring tape and a pencil behind my ear, and Lillian couldn't take her hands off me.
Well, I mean, I know they're sisters.
Ryan!
Oh, dear.
Alan, hi.
Oh, I tried to catch you this morning after Sunday service. You dashed off.
Oh, speaking of which...
Justin.
No, I must dash myself. Lovely to see you, Alan.
Likewise. I'll nab your seat, if that's okay.
No, be my guest. Bye, Brian.
Justin!
Wait till Mia hears about this. She'll be gutted she missed it.
Oh, well, I'm sure she's having fun with Poppy and Kira.
Justin and Brian said you're the man of the match.
Well, this ain't the Ashes or nothing, but I'm glad I came. See you happy like that?
I am. I've had so much fun.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I hear congratulations are in order. You hit the winning runs, eh?
With the six that won us the game. Oh, I forgot your water. One sec.
Well, someone looks happy. Very happy indeed. I didn't know you were playing. To be honest, I came by looking for Alistair.
He left early, I think. Wasn't feeling too good.
Well, it's great to see you and Jake smiling. Really smiling, you know.
Well, Jake said he's had a great day.
I bet he has.
So have I, Alan. We haven't had a day this good since Nick died.
Well, it can surprise us, Will. The first time we smile again, laugh again. It's okay to have a good day.
Yeah, it is. Especially for them kids. It's all for them now.
So Hannah's all set then?
Yep. She's moving into the spare room at Tom and Johnny's. Will's agreed it.
She'll be going into Christopher's old room then. It's not very big.
Well, she likes it anyway.
I'm surprised any of them want to live there though. After that brick going through the window.
I know.
It's the not knowing that's the worst thing. I mean, anyone could be lurking in the dark, waiting to attack.
Well, Tom's surprisingly calm about it. Said it could have been someone on a night out, got carried away.
Yeah. It's Ambridge, not downtown New York.
He also said he'd be in to give us a hand before the delivery guy arrives.
I've got the ice cream to do after this.
Yeah, but he's still with Josh. I told him to wrap it up quickly.
Josh?
Yeah, he's got an idea for Open Farm Sunday, a machinery trail.
Oh, yes.
But this time with a sort of quiz about farm machinery. Josh will put different kit around our farm and visitors follow a trail and guess what it's used for.
Oh, sounds exhilarating.
I think it'll work well, actually. Anything with prizes is always a draw.
Prizes?
Yep. And you'll be in here showing people how it's all done, won't you?
Yeah, the magic of ice cream making, yes.
Oh, Susan, don't sound so disappointed. Well, you can grab a break and have a go.
Well, a chance would be a fine thing. Oh, the way it's been lately, Helen, it won't just be for show. We'll probably be trying to get the actual orders done.
Oh, I know it's been busy, but she's just off this morning because of Poppy being poorly.
Oh, I'm not moaning about that, honestly. Clary didn't even get to do anything for her birthday on the weekend. If it isn't the kids or Joe, it's Will or work. I'm more than happy to cover her this morning.
Oh, well, maybe she wasn't in the mood to celebrate after everything that's happened.
I don't mean a party, Helen, but... Oh, poor Clary deserved a break at least. Just a chance to put her feet up and have a rest, if nothing else. Someone to make her a meal for a change.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I think that whole generation are a generation of superwomen. I mean, look at Mum.
Oh, go on then. What's Pat been up to?
Oh, no, it's nothing.
Oh, go on.
She's spent the morning online and on the phone looking for support systems for the homeless, for Olwyn, that's all.
Oh, yeah,
it's a good thing to do, it's just...
We're a woman down in the dairy this morning.
It's not like we haven't got enough to do around here.
No, it's not.
And, of course, Olwyn's made it perfectly clear she doesn't want to know. I mean, the person you're trying to help has to want it, don't you think?
Yes.
Susan, are you okay?
Well, I'm burdened by a similar situation. And I must say, I can understand where your mum's coming from.
Right, found these on the top shelf where you said... Hey, wowzers, what's all this?
It's decorations for Saturday's royal wedding celebration cake.
Oh, that diagram's impressive.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I'm getting ahead with the decorations and freezing them today. Apparently they freeze well.
Ooh, stars and stripes.
Yep, and a Union Jack. 4 tiers, 3 colours, simple. Let's hope it stands up when I stack them on top of each other. Oh, and it's the pale blue one that's fallen apart. The album you're after.
Ah, well, your daughter's secrets lie within these pages.
Mm, aren't you going to sneak a peek at her baby photos?
I can tell you all the gory details.
Oh, I'd love to, but I better dash. She's busy making sure Tyler's got everything he needs to cover in the tea room. And then we're off to the wedding fair.
She must really love you if she's agreed to go.
That'd be fun. And we've got the ring, so may as well start thinking about the big day. It's all anyone wants to know about since the announcement.
Of course they do. An August wedding. You need to do more than think about the sunshine.
Mm, and we've not got long to get it all done.
So, what are you going to do with the photos?
Never you mind.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Oh, don't you start. There's a long way to go yet.
It was heartbreaking, honestly, Ellen, to see little Mia so...
embarrassed.
Well, that's the thing. She was stressed more than embarrassed. She was in tears.
Oh, doing a big shop like that and not having enough money.
I know. It was all the essentials. Bread, cereal, milk, the biscuits she said Poppy likes, fabric softener. Aww. And all this while she's still in her school uniform. I think it was the biscuits for Poppy that sent her over budget, to be honest.
So what did you do?
Well, I would have offered to put it on credit, but Kirsty was in and she paid the extra. Mia just grabbed her things, thanked Kirsty and legged it.
Oh, poor thing. Do you think Will sent her?
I don't think so, or he'd have given her enough money to cover it all. I don't know if anyone knows she's doing it.
Right.
Wanted to tell Clary, but she's constantly on the run these days. I didn't have the heart. So I've made up my mind to talk to Will. I've got to tell someone. May as well be him.
Yeah, though I'm not sure Will is the one.
Well, he'd want to know. Clary said he's going to be back to work full time soon. If he can't get the shopping in now, what's he going to do then?
I agree, but we don't know the whole story, Susan. Perhaps Will would take it better from...
someone other than me?
No! I mean his parents. If not Clary, then Eddie. Will might be a bit embarrassed if it comes from someone outside the family.
Well, technically, I am in the family. What with Emma marrying a Grundy.
Oh, Susan, I didn't...
But you do have a point. I suppose he might take it better from a parent. Although I'm sure I'd do a better job than Eddie.
Well, look what the cat's dragged in.
Oh, afternoon, Jolene.
Eddie, where were you yesterday afternoon, eh? Don't feel like a Sunday unless I'm pouring you a pint.
Making a tiara.
You can't stop there, Eddie. Tiaras?
For the royal wedding, ain't it? Poppy's nursery have got stuff going on all week, apparently. They've all got to come dressed for a royal wedding feast on Friday.
Oh, what a brilliant idea.
Is it?
Yeah, Kenton's off now getting Union Jack stars and stripes bunting for our royal wedding celebrations on Saturday.
Oh, I don't know where you get the energy, Jolene.
Oh, Eddie, that ain't like you.
Oh, it is nowadays. I'm a changed man. There's not enough time in the day to scratch me head. And that's just me. Clary's another story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's like yesterday. Here's me thinking Clary will have a minute to herself while she's doing the tea. Then William calls. He's got Jake in the car and he wants to take him out for some quality time.
Well, that's nice.
Only he needs Clary to watch the girls while he's out.
Oh, Clary weren't pleased then.
That's the problem, Jolene. I don't think she was, but she won't admit it. She's practically falling asleep on her feet. And she still can't say no to William.
Well, how can she?
She can't carry on pretending like she's three women. Oh, I'm heartbroken for William, honestly, Jolene.
Of course you are.
But he's going back to full-time work next week. If we spread this thin now, how are we going to cope when he's full-time?
Oh, Freddy! Oh,
Harrison, all right?
Yeah, you going to the ball?
Yeah.
Oh, me too. I need a stiff drink after where I've been.
Should I ask?
Oh, best not. Hey, by the way, have you had any more trouble since the brick through the window at Johnny and Tom's?
What, me? No. Oh,
Johnny back at college this week?
Yeah, yeah. As far as I know. I haven't seen him yet, though. Mm.
He came to see me last week, you know. Oh. Do you know this fella, Ellis?
Ellis?
Yeah. Goes to your college.
Oh, that Ellis. No, I don't know him that well. But I know of him.
Right, yeah. Right. It's just Johnny reckons it could have been this Ellis fella who lugged the brick through the window.
Really?
Hmm. You don't think so?
Ellis? Nah. I mean, he's a bit up his own you-know-what, but I don't think he'd do that.
Right. You must know him a bit better than you're letting on, Freddy. You had a bit of a scuffle with him a couple of weeks back.
Oh, that? That was nothing.
Okay.
I reckon it's the Edgley boys, actually, you want to be looking out for. They were part of a fight at the Pickers party last year. They were at the pub.
All right.
Yeah, Johnny and Hannah went on ahead, and I was following, and the lads, they bumped into me, itching to pick a fight they were. They chucked a beer bottle at me.
Oh, and how many were there of them?
Oh, four, maybe five.
Oh. Well, right. I'll look into it. You coming in?
Yeah.
Eddie?
Susan?
Oh, I didn't mean to startle you. Jolene said I'd find you in the snug.
What can I do for you?
Can I have a word?
We'll have two pints,
yeah.
Please,
right,
Jolene.
Hey, coming up.
Hey, Tom. Honestly, I can't believe I suggested we go.
I did try and warn you. Go on, then. What did you say?
Oh, do you really want to know? How about a wedding tattooist?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, Freddie will like this one. A Grim Reaper-themed save the date. To make sure your guests actually do save the date.
Funny that.
But when it came to the life-sized ice sculptures of bride and groom with angel wings...
No!
Yes, with angel wings...
Can I just... Sorry, can I get that pint, please, Jenny?
Yeah, of course you can, Freddie.
Thanks, there you go.
I mean, that was the problem with the whole thing. Just like Fallon said, it's so impersonal. It's just a bunch of money-making schemes for people more interested in the day than the marriage itself.
There you go, Freddie.
Thanks. Well, it sounds fun to me.
Well, that's because you're barely born.
Cheers, anyway. I'll see you.
Yeah.
See you, Freddie Bannett. He's not wrong, though, Jolene. Some of the people there, they were all lapping it up. You know, stuff you'd never think of in a million years.
So, you opted for my old pub, eh?
Yeah, Fallon was on the phone to Kenton on our way back. Hey, I couldn't believe it when you guys offered to organise the reception here at that bull. And Wayne doing the catering was champion, that.
And I'm doing the cake.
What? When did that happen?
Just now. I've been thinking about what I could do, and I would love to make your wedding cake.
Oh, if it's anything like your royal wedding extravaganza, done.
It'll be better than that, Harrison. Hopefully.
Oh, poor Mia.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Oh, thanks for letting us know, Susan.
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Well, we're all so busy these days.
Yes, I can see that.
Oh, no, I was only in here looking for Dad. The point and paper, a courtesy of Jolene, said I needed a break.
Yeah, I bet Clary could have done with a point and a paper for her birthday.
Hey, be fair, Susan. She was adamant she didn't want anything doing. When she hears about me...
I know. Why do you think I didn't tell her?
Oh, poor kid. She's always looking out for the little ones, trying to help her Dad. I bet he's hardly noticed Mia doing the shopping when they run out of stuff.
Oh.
I mean, me, Clary, Emma, Dad, we're all doing everything we can, but we've got to work too. And with William back at Greenwood Cottage and going back full time, oh, Susan, I don't know. But things can only get worse.
Not necessarily.
Eh?
Enjoy your pint, Eddie. Leave the rest to me. I've had an idea.
Oh, Mum.
Morning.
Morning. I thought I'd grab a coffee before Jack wakes up. Had a bit of an unsettled night.
Oh, I'm sorry. You okay?
Yeah, fine. Jack slept like a log, so he'll be up in about half an hour tops. Oh, is that...
Yes.
So she didn't want it then.
Try saying it without sounding too smug, won't you?
Oh, sorry, Mum, but she made it pretty clear she didn't.
I had an unsettled night too. Then I heard something about an hour ago. Thought one of the goats had got out. I found the laptop wrapped in this old jumper on the doorstep.
Oh. Coffee?
Why not?
Mum, a person has to want you to help them. I learned that the hard way.
Yes.
I was saying the same to Susan. Oh, that reminds me. Has she spoken to you yet about the rotor?
Rotor?
Yeah, to help Will and the kids.
What?
That's really good of her, actually. Clary's having a tough time juggling work and all her usual stuff, as well as helping Will out with the childcare. So, Susan suggested some of us put our names down on a rotor for when Will's back at work full time.
I see.
It just means if they can't make it to a school pickup or they need someone to feed the kids before Will gets back from work, they can call someone on the rotor and get some emergency cover.
Right.
Well, I put our names down. Hope that's okay. Mum, this way you're doing something to help someone who really needs it right now. Will and Clary and the rest of the family.
I know. You're right.
Brian? What are you doing?
Oh, Jenny. There, that ought to do it. It's just mending the dicky shelf in here.
Dicky shelf? Why on earth are you wearing those old dungarees?
Oh, what else? It was a rather alarming angle. I've been meaning to fix it for ages. And now I've got more time. I need to make myself useful around here. What?
Oh, nothing. Thank you, I suppose.
Straight as an arrow now, you see.
If you say so. I don't keep much in here these days, of course, since we had the kitchen done.
Oh, that reminds me. I'll just pop into the kitchen and have a look at the tap.
Oh, which tap?
No, don't panic. No, not your fancy tap. The one over the sink. It's been dripping.
Oh, no, it hasn't.
Jenny, it's been dripping steadily and noisily.
Well, then it can't have been fully turned off.
You wouldn't leave a tap.
No, not by me.
Of course. Anyway, I mean, it's most likely a washer that's loose or worn down somewhere in the central mechanism.
Brian!
Don't look at me like that. It'll be done in no time.
Look, only a fool fixes something that isn't broken.
Well, it is broken, and I will fix it. You just watch me.
Brian, I need to finish off and bottle my elderflower cordials.
Then I shall get on immediately and be out of your way in a jiffy.
But it... Oh. let's see if I can... Quickly. Oh, come on. Come on. Oh, Adam. Quick.
Mom.
Adam, I need your help.
Why? What's happened?
It's Brian. He's in my kitchen fixing things that aren't broken.
What?
Exactly. Help.
You mind if I grab a few things before I head out?
Out?
Yes, I'm at the Elms this morning.
Oh, I hadn't realised.
Oh, I just called them. They could do with a hand for lunch. They're a volunteer down.
I imagine they'll need a lot more than four bread rolls.
This is for Alwyn.
Thought it might be.
Sandra said she might know where she is. She said Alwyn didn't seem to be coping too well when she last saw her.
Sorry to hear that, Mum.
Look, I'm just going to see if I can find her and give her some food and the laptop.
She returned it to you and she didn't knock on the door and discuss the matter. She left it on your doorstep at the crack of dawn. There's a hint in there somewhere, isn't there?
Oh, for pity's sake, Helen. She deserves sympathy and sensitivity, but not to the point where I allow her to refuse what's good for her.
OK, as long as you're sure you know what that is.
I do. Oh, this is ridiculous. We'd become friends. She's so stubborn.
She's not the only one.
And I refuse to accept that she doesn't need help just because she doesn't want it to come from me.
Mum.
No. This is it. Honestly. I've got some great things for her to look up and apply for. Even a few jobs. She can have the laptop back and then that's me done.
Hurry up, Jenny!
Mum?
Oh,
what on earth?
Just put your hands over it, Jenny! Don't let it go! I've got the stopcock!
Oh, Brian!
you're a little wet, Jenny.
Oh, a little? Oh, no. Oh, my elderflower syrup.
What's it doing in the sink?
Well, it wasn't in the sink. It was cooling on the draining board.
Oh, well, it must have slipped.
Right. What happened?
Well, Brian decided to fix a leaky tap.
It's these new style mixer taps. I opened it up thinking...
Oh, did you, Brian? Oh, think. Because the way I see it, I'm the one who's soaked to the core. My elderflower soup's ruined and my kitchen's in this terrible mess. And you've barely got a damp seat.
Okay,
Jenny,
okay.
Brian,
would you mind taking a look at the wheat at the bottom end of Long Field? Yeah, there's a fair bit of septoria I could do with your opinion.
Right, well, I just need to clear up.
No, just go, Brian.
But
please!
The tap.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'll get someone in to fix the tap that wasn't actually broken.
Well, in that case, of course, Adam. I'll just change.
Mama,
don't, Adam. Please, just don't!
Alwyn? Get away! Get back!
Alwyn! It's me! It's Pat! It's me!
Pat! Oh, typical... What do you want?
Was that a knife?
A bread knife. A blunt one at that. I scare you, did I?
What's happened to your face?
Are you going to report me to the authorities for wielding a deadly weapon, eh?
No. But why would you come out like that?
Like what? Like a mad woman? Like a crazy feral animal?
Your eye is pretty bad. You may need it looked at. I can drive you to the hospital.
Oh, you'd love it.
What happened to your eye?
What have you got in your little basket, Red Riding Hood?
Your eye.
None of your business.
Oh, right. Bread rolls, butter, apples, that cheese you like. Oh, and this.
Oh, you don't know when to give up, do you?
I'm sorry, but I just don't see what the problem is. There's a car charger you can get online at the Elms. Why are you being so difficult about it?
Because you won't leave me alone, that's why.
I leave you alone when I know you're okay.
Rubbish. You do it to please yourself.
Why did you come all the way out to the farm and leave it on the doorstep instead of knocking on the door and coming in?
I don't want the blasted laptop, woman. I don't want you looking for me or bringing me goodies in your basket, goody-flipping two-shoes.
Are you done?
I like you less and less every time I see you, Pat Archer. This what you did to your daughter? Pester her about stuff when you didn't know anything. Ignoring the real problems. Helping her to death.
Then tell me what your real problems are. You're sleeping and living in your car, that's one. Your eye is badly bruised, that's another. You could be getting help or just company at the shelter. And instead you're parked out on a dirt track by the side of some random road outside Borchester. Feeling sorry for yourself.
Feeling sorry for myself?
What's the matter, Alwyn? Sting did it. Like doling it out, but can't take it yourself, can you? And for the record, I would give my life for my daughter. She was going through hell right under my nose and I didn't see it. But I don't take that as an excuse to cancel everyone out of my life. You need help.
Not from you, I don't.
You are a stubborn old cow.
Leave the food if it makes you feel better. And your jacket. And then you can go.
We were becoming friends. I don't know what happened, but... Goodbye.
You don't get all the gory details of my life to go home and share in your village gazette.
You think that's what I want?
What does it matter to you what happened to my eye?
It matters that someone may have tried to hurt you.
The world is full of stupid people doing stupid things. Some sleep in cars, and some think sleeping in cars makes someone game for a laugh. Why do you think I cover the windows up? So much happens in the hours and hours between our crossings over. It's none of your business! You don't get to pity me, Pat! Goodbye!
That's the part that annoys me so much. I know what some people will be saying behind their pints, that I got what I asked for. Less immigration equals fewer pickers.
Oh, nonsense. Let them think what they like. They won't get off their backsides and put the work in themselves, will they?
Too right.
Well, listen, look, let me have a word with David. He can speak to his NFU contact.
Oh, thanks. Although I'd imagine I'm not the only one in this position.
No, no, but we can still try all the avenues we have open to us.
Thanks, Brian.
Ah, don't mention it.
No, I mean it. It's been a while since we've talked work, walking the fields. I'm glad we could do this.
I'm glad you got me out from under Jenny's feet.
I did get a shock walking in this morning.
I don't know what went wrong. All I did was open up the... Oh, what's the use? I drowned the elderflower cordial. No coming back from that.
Just give her a little while to calm down. I'm spending some time with her on Thursday. She's helping me ready the caravans for the pickers. I'll have a word with her then.
Would you?
Yeah.
I thought I might even try and find some elderflowers to make up for the accident this morning.
I'm not sure that's going to work, Brian.
No?
It really isn't about the cordial, is it?
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, don't worry. I was just looking over the bookings for the next few weeks.
Right. You disappointed about the classes?
Well, yes. I did think there'd be more interest, but actually cheese making is quite a serious commitment, not really something you try for a day for fun.
Yeah, I suppose it depends on what you're expecting.
But I took Ian's advice. I've advertised more widely and through the WI. Got some nice images up on the website now from the first session.
And?
Hasn't made enough of an impact.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. We'll get there in the end.
That's the spirit. I am so proud of you.
What is it?
Nothing. Sentimental mother stuff.
Poor you, having me for a daughter.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Mum?
Come on, let's get the kettle on.
Oh, I forgot to ask. Did you find her?
No. No, I didn't. By the time I got there, she'd already gone.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. It means ever so much.
Don't thank me. It's you who's put all the work in. It's a great idea.
And am I right in thinking a certain birthday approaches?
You are indeed. David's taken it upon himself to plan me party.
Oh, I see.
Oh, give him a chance. So, I'm on the road, I need to write this down somewhere, don't I?
Oh, take Rota in the loosest possible sense, Ruth. It's more, a few close friends who can make themselves available if Will and the family need help with the kids.
Well, I'm sorry it's not more, but a couple of afternoons a week is all I can manage.
Oh, if needed, and it's perfect, thanks. Right, I'll be seeing you then, Ruth. I'm heading over to Grange Farm in a bit to tell them. They are going to be so chuffed.
I bet. Shula.
Another member of our community who needs our support.
Really? I actually think she's doing quite well.
Oh, extremely well, given the circumstances.
What do you mean?
Ruth, Susan. Hi, I was just after Mum.
Right then, ladies, I shall love you and leave you. Bye, Shula.
Bye, Susan. Right then, you haven't seen Alistair about, have you?
Today? No. Why?
Oh, nothing. He's had an afternoon appointment cancelled and I can't get hold of him, that's all. I wanted to save him a trip out to Little Croxley. Is Jill expecting you?
No, it was on the off chance. Nothing urgent.
Shooter! Hi.
Hi, David.
Looking for something?
Yeah, I stuck a post-it note with a mobile number on the fridge yesterday. You haven't seen it, have you?
No. I'll go and see if I can find Jill.
You okay?
You haven't seen Alistair, have you? Today or even yesterday?
No. Everything all right?
Yes. Yep, listen, tell Mum and Ruth not to worry. I'll pop back later.
Shula?
I'm afraid Jill's out. Where's Shula?
She's just gone, like a flash. Said for you and Mum not to worry, she'll pop back.
I wonder what that was about.
So, if you get called out of a night and for any reason your mum can't be there with the kids, it's just the numbers and names of a handful of friends who'd happily pop over and watch them.
See? Friends?
Yes.
Lexi and Kirsty?
I barely speak to them.
Well, once Roy volunteered his time, Kirsty and Lexi actually asked me. I didn't see the harm in letting them at least put their details on there. In case, you know, I mean, the more the merrier, I say.
Yeah. Me and my kids are not a charity case.
There's no one saying that, son.
Look, I get that you're trying to do something, Susan. But I may have to fight for Nick's kids, my kids, in court. And I don't see how this is going to help.
Really?
But
it says I can't look after my kids and hold down a full-time job. Except I am looking after them.
Yeah, of course you are.
I think I've obviously misjudged the situation.
No,
yes. Well, I'm sorry, Susan. Thanks. But no thanks.
Right. Well, I'd better get going to the dairy.
Oh, sorry, Susan. It really was a good idea.
I'll see you, Clary.
Unbelievable.
Now, don't get into a tiz over it, William.
Who does she think she is?
A friend. Eddie, just leave him be. Yeah. They're his kids, and he's obviously made up his mind.
What do you think?
Well, what William said. It's hardly going to look good if he goes to court, is it?
Why, they're respectable local people who are offering some support.
Eddie, nothing's changed. Except poor Susan feeling like a lemon. I'm off. It's William's decision. OK.
Alistair, is that you?
Yes.
Where have you been? Didn't you get my messages? Oh, those are the clothes you were wearing yesterday. Has something happened?
I'm sorry, my phone's dead. Didn't have a chance to charge it.
So you did get my messages.
Shula.
Where have you been?
Look, I don't have time for this right now. I need to shower and then I've got afternoon appointments to get to. Excuse me.
Alistair?
I don't think you've thought this through.
Oh, well, like I said, Dad, we do not need charity.
It ain't charity. It's help, you daft apeth. And we do need help. As much as we can get. Or haven't you noticed your mother these days?
What do you mean?
She needs a rest. She's got this place to run, her work at the dairy and Grandad to look after. She's watching Emma and Edward's kids when they need her. And since Nick passed, she's spent most of her evenings at yours trying to keep everything shipshape.
But I keep telling her she doesn't have to.
She's your mother. Do you think she's ever going to leave you and the kids without help if she's got even one breath in her body? This rotor, it'd really help. Take a load off your mother's shoulders, just knowing there's a backup if she can't do everything.
But it's no business of Susan's.
You're looking a gift horse right in the chops, William. Susan was only trying to help.
I must be getting old. Cheese and pickle is the highlight of my day.
You are old. But I know what you mean.
Says the woman who's about to turn 50.
Oi, it's rude to talk about age like that.
Oh? Not your share of bed, it's not.
Before I forget, Josh came back about the strawberry picking for Adam. He's got no time, apparently. He's busy organising the machinery for the Open Farm Sunday Trail.
Which he didn't mention to us first.
Oh, go easy on him. He won't be making any money from it. It is a lot of work.
Yeah, but he really ought to find some time to help Adam. If we don't help each other out when we need it, you know.
Oh, I found that number you were after.
Oh, thanks. Can I have it?
If you tell me whose number it is.
It's the Chocolate Fountain Hire people.
Really?
Yeah. You want informal, so I'm starting with a chocolate fountain. How's that sound?
Perfect!
Okay, that smile is either genuine joy or you're desperately trying to hide disappointment. Come on, give me a clue. No, come on, just a hint. I mean, if you want the whole bells and whistles, tell me. I don't want to get this wrong.
David, I know 50 is a big number, but it's just a birthday. I don't want you stressing over it.
Yeah, I just want it to be right.
Well, if you've got a chocolate fountain, you know what you're missing.
No, what?
I'm not telling.
What? Ruth? What? What am I missing?
Oh, it's nothing, Clary. I've just got something in my eye, that's all.
No.
That's not all, Susan. What you did was... it was so thoughtful and generous. William's just scared because he thinks Andrew's already got Jake and it'd kill him if Mia went too.
Oh, it's my own fault for getting so excited. I really thought I'd fixed it, found a solution.
William?
Oh, I came to have a word with Susan.
Oh, of course, Will. What do you need?
Will you accept my apology?
Oh, whatever for?
Well, you tried to help, and the way I reacted, it wasn't right.
Oh, it's all right, Will. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Really, Susan, I am sorry.
It's okay.
I was wondering if you still had the rota handy.
Oh, of course, it's right here. And I keep thinking, rota's a bit too formal a term, really, isn't it? It's more of a reminder of possible helpers.
Right. Thank you. I better go.
Oh, love.
I'll see you later.
Bye, Will. Oh, well, we'd better get started, hadn't we?
You are a true friend, Susan Carter. What you've done, off your own back, it's...
Oh, don't get emotional, Clary.
Oh, I don't know how I'm going to thank you.
There's no need for thanks between friends. Come here.
Mister. I'm only just out of the shower. I'll see you downstairs.
I just can't wait.
Oh. What?
Have you been gambling? Alistair, have you?
That's what you would think, isn't it?
Well, what do you expect? You turn up in yesterday's clothes. You won't answer your phone or say where you were. I'm worried, because if that means anything, it's gambling. Who is that? Aren't you going to answer it?
No, and it's none of your concern who's texting or where I've been and what I'm wearing. Whoever's texting me is my business. You made that decision all by yourself, remember? Oh.
Right. Well...
Look, you may as well hear it from me, given that it'll be front-page news soon enough.
What?
My last visit yesterday was at the Rafferty place, Lavinia's mare. After the appointment, she invited me in for a drink, and as it was my last appointment and I had nothing to come home to, I accepted.
Lavinia Rafferty.
One thing led to another, and...
What? Are you saying you and she...
Yes. And to make matters worse, Chris Carter was there this morning to shoo the mare and saw me leave.
So you weren't gambling, you were... Right.
Shula, listen.
To what? How you were off spending the night with a woman who... A woman... Alistair, we've laughed about her. We've laughed about how she had a crush on you. And now you're telling me...
Hang on a second. This is not my doing.
Oh, really? Because I certainly wasn't there.
No. You were here, alone, because apparently that's the way you want things.
How could you? She's a member of the Hunt, Alistair. It's humiliating enough that you did it, but with her...
I don't believe this. You ended our marriage and I'm feeling guilty.
I didn't end it to go off at the first opportunity and have an affair.
Affair? It was one night. One I regret.
Better that than 19 years.
19 years you regret?
No.
I don't have to take this.
Admitting that a marriage is over, calling it a day, it's not the same as what you've done.
You didn't admit it. You just announced it and expected me to suck it up. Well, here it is. I hope you've got what you wanted.
Freddie?
Hey, Adam. So, you got the posters for the pickers?
Sure, on my front seat. It's good of you to do this.
Oh, don't mention it. I'm sorry I can't actually help out myself, or not yet, anyway.
Exams take precedence, of course.
Yeah, I saw a few other posters up in the canteen in the common room. You're not the only farm short on them.
I can imagine. Is that me or you?
Oh, it's me.
Everything okay?
Yeah. I've just got to get going. Need to pick up some stuff from a mate of mine before I head to college.
I won't keep you then. Thanks again, Freddy.
No probs.
Oh, by the way, have you seen Johnny after the incident with the brick?
Nah. I haven't had a chance with exams and revision.
That cut looked really nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
You're keen? Shula? You're at it again. I thought I saw you out here.
Oh, Alan, hi. Yes, I thought I'd make a commitment to these forgotten graves. I can't just do one and leave it at that.
Doesn't the wildlife section look lovely? Well, you're really going at it.
Shula, everything okay?
Fine, thank you.
Need a hand?
No, I just want to get this one done.
You could stop for a cuppa if
I'm fine.
Okay. You know, your weeding is very enthusiastic. I found this big clump of grass 5 feet back down the path.
Oh, no, did you? That was me.
Look, let's take a break, shall we? Come on.
Oh, Alan, I've lost control of the whole situation.
The elderflower blossomed early this year. Lillian and I had a lovely day picking the flowers on Saturday.
Looks like you picked all the best ones.
Oh, in reach, yes. Oh, the only ones left are the ones that were far too high. And it's all gone to waste.
Mum,
There's been a good response to the appeal for pickers I put on the village website. Lots of people want to help.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't it? Even Auntie Chris says she's up for it, though. Well, I'm not sure she could manage it for very long.
Oh, that's so kind of her. But I need real pickers. No. Workers, if we want to meet our targets. I'm not convinced well-meaning locals who fancy an afternoon here and there is going to do the job.
No, well, see your point. How about the young people? They're motivated by money, aren't they? What about Freddie or Lily?
Exams.
Ah, yeah, of course. Josh and Ben?
Well, Ben's too young and Josh is too...
Oh, posh to pick.
I'm not sure posh is the word I'd use. Oh. I don't see him ditching his online business to pick strawberries just to help us out.
Although you're helping him with some machinery, Brian said.
Oh, are you speaking to him?
Oh, are we... selling something?
No, it's for Open Farm Sunday. He wants to set up a machinery trail at Bridge Farm.
Yes, I remember.
But you're right, the young people might consider it after their exams. Freddie was really good last year, despite fancying most of the girls. Now, if I could get even half a dozen like Freddie to give me a week or two, but I'm all out of ideas.
Oh, they'll come, don't worry. Just let it percolate.
Oh, it's so peaceful out here.
Among the dead.
Well, yes. I suppose they do make good listeners.
Like you, Alan.
Well, it's not an easy thing to learn. Not someone you've been with exclusively for so long.
I'm embarrassed more than anything. There I was telling you how worried I am about him, that he's lonely and I've put him in that position. And then he's off with Lavinia. I'll never live it down.
You will.
Alan, she's a member of the Hunt. She's had a crush on Alistair forever. We used to laugh about it, the way she'd fling herself at him right in my face. They'll be the ones laughing now. And they won't be the only ones once word spreads.
Is that what's bothering you?
Yes. And I said something awful. Awful and insensitive.
Did you?
He said he regretted his one night with her, and I said, it's better than 19 years. And I didn't mean it, Alan. Really, I just wanted him to feel as bad as I did, as angry and...
It's interesting. I mean, all you've talked about is how embarrassing it is because of who she is and how you thought he was feeling. You haven't once said you're sad about the act itself. About Alistair, who happens still to be her husband, being with someone else.
A
According to him, I have no right to be shocked or disappointed or angry because I'm the one who ended it.
Yeah, but from what you said about the confrontation, he sounded more ashamed and embarrassed than you.
Maybe only because he got caught. I keep wondering if I'd been busy that day, if Chris Carter hadn't been there to see him leave her house, would he have told me? Or would he have continued as the bruised, wronged party with his dirty little secret?
Sula, what-ifs won't help you.
Oh, I know, but it's all the time I spend now alone. Clearly he's not lonely or sad. It's me.
You're a hard man to track down.
Johnny, hey, you're back.
Yep, I've been texting you.
How's the head?
7 stitches.
Ooh, you sound happy about it.
I'm telling you, Freddy, the amount of random girls who've come up to me asking if I'm the guy who got a brick through his window.
You're kidding?
I swear.
Wow. Harrison said you went to see him?
Yep, told him it was Ellis.
You reckon?
Of course. Come on, man, who else is it going to be? The way he kicked off the week before, I resented misstepping him.
Yeah, maybe. And has Harrison come back with anything on Ellis? Or?
Nah, not a word.
Bummer.
Yeah. Anyway, what's that?
Oh, it's a poster for Adam. Strawberry pickers wanted.
Right. So where have you been hiding? Can't all be revision.
I'm afraid so, mate.
Your sister was on at me the other day, asking me if I'd seen you and why we're not hanging out anymore and whether you had new friends. Full on Sherlock.
Yeah, well, ignore her, man. Exams have scrambled her brain.
Right, mate. Right. Do you know them?
No, not really. Met at a party once, I think.
You going to parties without me?
You know how it is, Johnny.
I reckon there's some girl. Come on, who is she? Tell all.
Hmm? Sorry, what?
Checking your phone all the time. I haven't seen you since I got out of hospital. You're not responding to my texts. It's got to be some girl.
Johnny, it's exams, mate. Sad as it is, I've got my mum breathing down my neck, Lily going on at me. I've got to go.
See, what did I just say?
There's no girl, okay?
So, how about a few rounds of pool after college, then?
You're on!
Last one?
Didn't take too long, did it?
It's your impeccable planning, Mum. Top or tail?
Oh, I don't mind. Hey, this is so much nicer than the clean-up after they leave.
I know.
Girls are usually fine, but... Ooh, the boys' garabans.
Oh, don't. I was just thinking, Mum.
Mm-hmm.
You know we do the welcome barbecue for the pickers. What if we were to open it up this year?
Look, I'll do the pillowcases. Why don't you get us some tea? You know, the flask's on the side there.
Sure.
Well, open it up. What do you mean?
Well, suppose we invite the young people, Freddie's age range, and those from the village website. They could all meet the pickers and make them feel more welcome, as we do. Mm-hmm. Plus, we could give everyone a tour of the polytunnels, show them what picking involves, you know, really involves, go over the numbers.
A subliminal way of letting them know it's proper work.
It would mean extra catering. Depending on numbers, it could end up being double what we normally have. Maybe more.
Oh, well, that's not a problem, Adam. Once you're catering for more than about 10, the numbers don't matter too much. We just bulk it up with salads and dips and things.
Great. I think it might bring in some results.
See, I told you you'd figure something out.
Indeed. So, are we going to talk about Brian?
Why would we want to do that?
Mum.
We're fine.
Are you?
Oh, no. No, not really. But we'll manage in the end, I suppose. We always do.
It has been a while now.
Mm. Oh, some things take time. You know, I want to forgive him, but it's the trust that's gone. Every time I think I'll just smile and pretend that everything's normal again, I remember that feeling of having the rug pulled from under me yet again.
Do you not think, with everything out in the open now, and everyone agreed on the land sale, it might be time to let it go.
Let it go?
Well, he's pretty cut up about you being upset with him still. Everything he was doing when he ruined your cordial was to impress you. It's quite endearing, really.
Oh, is it? Oh, is that what you think? Endearing?
Mum? Mum, I'm only trying to help.
Oh, yes, Adam. Who exactly are you trying to help?
You, of course.
Oh, really? Because not too long ago, you were paranoid that Brian was conspiring against you as payback for his forced retirement. And now suddenly, you're bosom buddies.
What?
Yeah. And you can tell your pal from me, it's going to take a lot more than dodgy DIY to get back into my bed.
You kicked him out of your room?
No, that's the whole point. He left the bedroom after accusing me of betraying him for voting him into retirement. And I've supported him for months on end, and that's how he repaid me.
I didn't realise things were so serious.
Well, you haven't had time between the Pickers crisis and your new bromance with Brian.
Come on, Mum.
That's what Nolly would call it. I'm sorry, but he's just going to have to put up with it.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, mate.
Thought you were going to leave me hanging.
No, I just had to put some posters up for Adam.
Didn't you do that already? When we were in the canteen?
Yeah, but I had a few more, so I put them around the building.
Whatever you say. Shall we?
Yep.
Man, Freddy, you and your phone.
Hang on, hold up.
What is it?
An email from the college office.
You got a meeting with the deputy principal?
Yeah. First thing tomorrow.
What does he want?
I have no idea.
Morning, Johnny. Room for little one?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, thanks. You're a star.
Is Freddy not with you?
No. Should he be?
Yeah, it'll be late if we don't get a move on. He don't want to make it worse.
No, of course he doesn't.
Do you know what Jones wants?
What are you doing here?
Johnny said it's okay. Didn't you, Johnny? I bagged you the front seat. Sorry. Oh, and by the way, Freddie, Mum said to tell you we've got to sort dinner ourselves. She'll be out tonight.
Sorry, mate, but we don't want you to be late, do we?
Yes, Freddie. We don't want you to be late for Jones.
Johnny!
Sorry, I thought she knew. I thought you knew.
I do now.
Brian, I was just after any stray mugs before I put the dishwasher on.
Oh, well, good news. Well, sort of. I've had an email from Martin Gibson. BL is interested in the land. Well, they'll be offering less than we paid for it, of course, but we knew that was coming.
Oh, it's always nice to be forewarned, isn't it?
I might call the land agent on the off chance of someone other than Martin & Co. who's interested. It's worth a try, don't you think?
Mug.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, here we are.
Brian.
Have I made any progress, Jenny? Whatever it is, can't we get past it?
Are you in any doubt as to what it is?
No. I want to be friends again. I want to be in our bed again, please.
Well, I didn't throw you out.
I know, but I was angry and hurt. I felt like Caesar with a dagger right between his shoulder blades looking out at all his...
Oh, stop it, Brian. More like a child who threw his toys out of the pram.
Oh, Jenny.
Ah, Freddy, thanks for waiting.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jones.
Russ, please. Sorry, I'm a bit late. A small matter to address on my way in. Right, water?
No, I'm good, thanks. So, what's this about?
Yes, right, let's get to it. I'm probably best to say it outright.
Yeah.
I've heard that you've been dealing drugs on college premises, Freddy.
What?
Thought we could have a chat about it one-to-one.
But I haven't. Who told you?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does. If someone's been spreading rumours about me, I want to know.
Freddy, I'm not going to give you that information. I'm sure you'll understand why. Obviously, having been told, I'm obliged to follow it up. So, let me ask you, have you been dealing drugs?
No.
Look, it's easy to see how it happens. Sometimes you start by using a little, make friends with someone who supplies you, and before you know it...
No, it's not like that.
Then there are those situations where you get coerced into dealing or handling by someone else. What I need you to know is that formal college procedure will be adhered to. But at the moment, this is just between you and me.
I really...
Freddie, if someone is forcing you or threatening you into buying or selling drugs, now would be the time to speak up.
Well, 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 if it isn't Brian Aldridge with a flower basket, is it?
Justin. Fancy seeing you here.
Church on Sunday, picking flowers on Friday. You'll be joining the WI next.
Oh, ha ha.
Oh, if you were younger and prettier, I might have to dismount my steed and propose.
Well, except you don't seem to hold much of a track record when it comes to marriage, Justin.
Oh, touche, old man. And how's your life in that department? Jennifer thawed yet?
No. Why do you think I'm out collecting elderflowers?
Ha ha, to make up for the cordial debacle. I heard all about that. Oh, isn't it a bit early in the day to be picking those? I think you're supposed to wait for the flowers to be dry of dew or something.
Look, I'm not planning to make the blasted stuff, Justin. I just want Jenny to think I care.
Charming.
Anyway, it's you and your DIY magic that got me into this mess. Why don't you get off your high horse and help me pick the right ones?
Well, it's so much more fun to watch.
Justin.
No, all right. All right.
I found a few, but the best ones are just out of reach.
Jenny, what are you doing?
I'm going to climb up here a little to get a better reach.
At our age, such acts of chivalry can lead to an early grave.
Stop whining. It's only a tree. I'll get to the top. Now, catch them as I throw them down, will you? I don't want them to get muddy.
Are you sure you have nothing to say?
No. Unless you want to tell me who you've been talking to.
No, Freddy.
Will you be taking it any further?
Not at the moment, no.
Good. Can I go?
Sure. You do know you can come to me if you change your mind, Freddy.
About what?
Sometimes protecting the wrong people can seem like the right thing to do, but it's not. Have a good day, yeah?
Thanks.
Well?
Oh, it's nothing. Breakfast.
Well, are you seriously not going to tell me what that was about?
There's just some kid who does people's coursework for them. At a price. Jones has got it in his head that I've been paying him to do my history essays.
Where'd he get that idea?
Well, I think I might know.
Justin, will you please get your hands off my...
I'm trying to hold you up!
Yes, but I want to get down.
Well, why the devil did you climb so high?
To get the flowers. God, it's only partway up a tree, not ruddy K2. I didn't know I had it in me.
Well, look, why can't you step down the way you got up?
I can't quite see clearly enough to get my footing.
You're stuck!
No, I'm not.
No, I'll go get help.
You do no such thing. Now, we just need to calm down and think.
No. I've got it. Can you get a little higher?
What? Why?
That's it. Come on. If you can't get down, maybe you can get high enough to climb onto Aziz.
You're not serious.
Well, it's either that or I go for help.
All right. Anything to avoid more humiliation. Oh, you owe me a pint after this, Elliot.
Deal. That's it, boy. Steady. Oh. Just get on it backwards, man. It doesn't matter. You're getting off straight away. Sorry, Brian, I have to...
Just answer the wretched thing before it startles the horse.
And that Justin Elliot here? Yeah.
Easy, boy. Easy. Out of a tree and onto a horse. There you are. There's a good boy.
Johnny, thanks for doing this, mate.
Sounded urgent.
Yeah, I just need to get out of here.
Are you sure everything's okay?
Please, let's just go.
Where to, boss?
Home.
Is that you, Brian? Oh, yeah. You look as though you've been dragged through a bush.
Well, I have, as a matter of fact.
an elderflower bush.
No, they're trees.
I know. Anyway, the point is, ta-da! The Aldridges will not be without your elderflower cordial this summer.
You've been drinking.
Well, I mean, just a few, while we debug the flowers. As apparently you sit them upside down and wait for the little creatures to vacate the premises. Point is, after collecting and debugging them, I completely understand why you were so upset at my accident with the tab. It's a lot of work.
Look, you mean to say that you went out and you picked and debugged all of those?
Yes, as it happens, all by myself.
And for me?
Well, it's worth every minute.
Oh, well, thank you.
Pleasure's all mine, darling.
Here we are.
What's this?
Well, it's fresh linen for your bed. And don't get those sheets muddy, will you?
Jenny.
Oh, don't bother knocking.
Well, don't you want to know what he wanted?
What?
The deputy principal, Russ, wanted to ask me if I'd been dealing drugs in college.
What?
I know! Shocker! He even asked me if I was being forced by anyone, threatened to deal.
And are you?
You're such a bitch!
Freddie!
How could you?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't you? Don't you, Lily?
Freddie, look, if you're mixing with that Ellis and his ilk and dealing your drugs again...
I'm not dealing!
Yeah, right. You get texts day and night, only you never seem to respond to me or Johnny. You know, your friends, the people who care about you.
I thought you'd washed your hands of me.
I've seen you at college. I saw you, Freddie, handing stuff over to those lads who aren't even on your course. I mean, how do you even know them?
It was just a few pro plus, that's all.
Do you think I'm stupid?
I'm not sure if you want me to answer that.
This is serious. Whether they come in blister packs or little plastic baggies, it's the same thing. You'd get thrown out of college and Mum...
Mum's not going to find out unless you tell her. Like you told your mate, Russ.
Okay, so I went to the deputy principal and I told him, yes.
Ah! Lily!
But you're my brother, Freddie, and if you're in danger...
Do you have any idea how much more danger I'm in now? We're in. I've already had a message from Ellis. He knows I met with Russ and he probably thinks I went there off my own back to grass on him.
What? But...
I'm only doing it now because he threw the brick through the window at Johnny's and he's already threatened this place.
Has he?
Yes! So your little stunt, your little fix-it in that thick head of yours has made it worse, much, much worse.
Did you tell Russ?
No! You've told him about Ellis. He'll have to follow college procedure at some point.
I didn't name him, though, because I didn't know for sure. Besides, Russ won't take it any further.
Oh, he's the deputy principal.
Freddie, trust me. He won't take it any further.
You sound confident.
Well, when I spoke to him, he was very...
sensitive?
Yes. And he knows how to deal with this kind of situation.
Oh, my God. The jacket!
What?
That icky leather jacket. The one you said belonged to Ollie. Russ was wearing it when he came in this morning.
Well, so I gave the deputy principal a lift and he left
the jacket. Is that all you gave him? You idiot!
Fine. Okay. Russ and I are in a relationship there.
Oh, come on! He's married!
Well, he's changed and he feels differently now.
This is a mistake, Lily.
Pot kettle black.
I'm being blackmailed into doing what Ellis wants. You've chosen your mistake.
He understands me, Freddie.
Oh, listen to yourself. He's old enough to be... Dad!
Oh, hardly.
He's a sleazy loser, Lily.
I won't stand here and listen to you talk about him like that. I understand him. We get each other.
Is Mum going to get it when she finds out?
Well, like you said, Mum's not going to find out, is she? Russ and I are an item, Freddie. Get over it. Now, I think we can use that to get you out of this mess with Ellis. But if you tell Mum about Russ, just think how much better she'll feel when her son is done for drug dealing.
We'll be right back. This is the BBC.
Hello, I'm Dr. Adam Rutherford.
And I'm Dr. Hannah Fry. Now, as a podcast listener, you probably have a relentlessly curious mind.
So we've got some more fuel for that fire on our own podcast series, The Curious Cases of Rutherford and Fry.
Where we take questions from listeners. Questions like...
why do we get middle-aged spread?
What's inside a black hole?
And does the full moon make us all go a bit weird?
And we tackle them with the power of deductive reasoning and sarcasm.
Also known as science. Why not give it a go?
Download The Curious Cases of Rutherford and Fry from your usual podcast provider.